Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Now,
on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
O'Connor and Company.
7:36 here on O'Connor and Company this Thursday morning in the nation's capital. Quick heads up if you're planning to come into the district, maybe go to the Smithsonian Zoo, want to check out the pandas. Lines might be a little longer than normal. We just got
a few new visitors on their way.
Yes, few new visitors from Texas, straight from the border and right in front of Kamala Harris's house at the Naval Observatory. They're all kind of hanging out on the grass right now as we see a live feed of it. We'll see how that develops. But welcome. D.C. is a sanctuary city, and everyone is welcome here. Coming up later in the program at 8:05, Michael Huff is running for Frederick County Executive in Frederick County, Maryland. And at 8:35, the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia, Jason Miaris. That's Cassie Smedley, Executive Director of America Rising, with us all morning long. And joining us right now, whew, that was a lot. Take a breath. Joining us right now is the chairman of the Republican Party, Steve Knotts, who's going to pick it up from here because he's got a lot to say, too, as we are leading up toward the midterm election. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Larry. And as you know, I always have a lot to say, so I'm happy to be here.
You do. And we've got a lot to talk about because we've now learned from ICE that the suspect in this horrific crime of sexual assault, sexual exposure, lewd, lascivious conduct, the whole book of disgusting public sexual behaviors. The suspect, Juan Rodriguez Alfaro, who was arrested by police in Fairfax County. We now know that he's a Honduran national and he's been in the country illegally. He was sent home three times. And of course, Fairfax County is a sanctuary county and the police are forbidden to work and cooperate with ICE. So I got to think this should be a driving issue right now for voters, wouldn't you, Steve?
I do think it is a driving issue. And what the left is so good at doing is taking illegal immigration and turning it into Republicans are against immigrants, which is not the case at all. The border is open. These people are coming and being removed when they're caught, coming back in. And then we live in a place like Fairfax County that refuses to work with ICE, refuses to work with other federal agencies to protect the community. And it's well beyond just the fact that one guy comes in and is able to sneak around and perform criminal acts wherever he pleases. Mm-hmm. It comes down to public safety, that if this guy is getting in, what about the murderers? What about the drug traffickers? What about the child traffickers? We need somehow, some way to lock down the border and have a process for people to immigrate legally. And that's what we've been standing for years.
You know, Steve, we hear nationally, and I think it's the case here locally too, that, as you mentioned, crime and public safety, that's one of the top issues driving voters this election. And the border is intrinsically tied to that, or the lack of border security, because it seems that every town is now a border town. Every town is dealing with this. And I'm curious if you're hearing that as you guys are out on the weekends, knocking doors, making phone calls, if you're getting some of that feedback and from people who may not even be traditional Republican voters.
We are. And one of the more major concerns with border security is not just people coming over. It's the flood of fentanyl into this country and other illegal drugs and the impact of that, not only with, you know, the person using a particular drug, but the family, the community, and the other crime that comes along with it. Having people come to this country is a wonderful thing. We need immigrants. We need people to come in, become part of the community, become part of our economic system, be here to, be great citizens. Sure. At the end of the day. But we don't need people just wandering over. We don't know who they are, what they're doing, where they're going, or what activities they're actually involved in.
Well, and we don't need cops to be prohibited from doing basic law enforcement practices like communicating and cooperating with federal law enforcement agencies when they know. I've talked to cops in Montgomery County whose hands are tied by this. They know who the bad guys are. Mm-hmm. And they know that if they arrest them and they're in the country illegally, that if they can hand them over to the feds, that's one more level of law enforcement that helps keep the community safe. And yet that's the policy in Fairfax County. And Steve Knotts, as the chairman of the Republican Party, I hate shooting everything through politics, but that's your job. And we do have an election coming up. I'm told that suburban women are the most important vote in America. Well, there are suburban women who moved to Fairfax County because they love running and walking on the WNOD trail and all the other great, wonderful trails out in Fairfax County. They want to go out for a jog. And those suburban women voters, they were accosted by this guy and terrorized by this guy. We went for a couple of weeks with an all-points bulletin out for him. Women would not go out jogging lest they be sexually assaulted by this guy. And he was in the country and protected, even though he was in the country illegally, he was protected by the Democrats who run Fairfax County. Are you and your party and your candidates able to communicate that message to those critical voters?
We are doing everything we can to do it. We need everybody's help to keep talking about this kind of thing with their friends and their family, their neighbors, their coworkers. This particular guy, I mean, he's suspected in 21 incidents since July.
Wow.
You know, it's amazing that, you know, you can't do anything with it. I have friends that are police officers that are you know, just stymied. They don't know what they can do. In the sense of actually doing their job, they can't protect the community the way they want to protect the community. These guys are on the front line, and I love and respect them just tremendously for what they do. But they are stopped by political forces. It's the yep. Fairfax County Board that decided to make this a sanctuary county. It's Stacy Kincaid, the sheriff, the one who's supposed to be keeping these people detained, that refuses to cooperate with ICE. These are elected officials that are here supposedly for the public good and to do things that are best for the community, yet they would rather push an agenda. They'd rather march lockstep in line with Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of the bunch over across the river than protect Fairfax County. And that's why not only this year we need to make some changes in Washington, next year we have 50 seats in Fairfax County, including all of the Board of Supervisors, that we need to buckle down, go to work, and send these people home. We've got to take our own communities back because they're not going to protect us.
Yeah, and you guys made great inroads, of course, in Virginia last fall. And I appreciate you bringing up that this is the next level of how we make our communities better locally, even more locally. And you got to connect those dots for people.
Yeah.
These are the consequences of your action. You continue to vote Democrat. You continue to vote for these people. You continue to keep your head in the sand, which admittedly, I'm one of those people who have done that. And then all of a sudden, these things start to happen. It's not a coincidence. It's
right.
intrinsically tied to your vote. And thank you to you and your team for getting out there and spreading that message and doing it now.
Yeah, in fact, to that end, real fast here, there are people listening who want to help between now and Election Day for the midterms. What should they do, Steve Knotts?
A couple of ways to go at it, fairfaxgop.org. There's a volunteer link on there. You can join us. You can join our committee. You can get with the candidates through us, or each of the three candidates that touch Fairfax County also have their websites, and I won't take the time to say them all, but Hung Cao out in the 10th, Jim Miles in the 11th, and Karina Lipsman in the 8th. I feel that the 8th is going to shock the world with what's going on over there, and we have great chances in the 10th and Hung Cao,
yes.
or the 11th, and Hung Cao is just top notch. We've got to get out and support these candidates and put them over the top. Early voting starts next week in Fairfax County, so you can start voting, forgetting the exact date, it's next Thursday. I believe it's the 23rd or 24th. Get out and vote early. Make sure your vote counts, that you vote in person. And if you need any help from us at all, again, fairfaxgop.org, and we'll get somebody in touch and help you any way we can, because we need everybody on deck for this one.
Steve Knotts, chairman of the Republican Party in Fairfax County, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it very much. And
thank you.
Messaging-wise, it couldn't be simpler. This guy who has been terrorizing and sexually assaulting young suburban women in Fairfax County on these running and walking trails, Democrats will have him right back on the streets and right back on the trail. Republicans, with their policies, will have him deported back to where he belongs by cooperating with ICE. It's just that.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.